神来到他施恩的宝座。
And we thank the Lord for He has drawn us close to His mercy seat.
感谢主带我们来到他荣耀的光中。
And we praise Him for as He has brought us to His holy light.
叫我们一同来敬拜他。
So that we can worship Him together.
巴不得我们的一生活着为着要来敬拜我们的神。
And the reason we live is to worship our God.
我们一起来先读一下马可福音第十四章第一节和第二节。
And we want to read a passage together. Let's start with Mark 14 verses 1 and 2.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎么用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他，只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。我们知道这段圣经已经是主耶稣在最后几天他即将要钉十字架。
We know this is a time right before his crucifixion, just a few days prior to.
那我们也知道在这段圣经的里面告诉我们主耶稣他将要来到伯大尼这个地方。
And Jesus was about to reach the city of Bethany.
在约翰福音十二章里面讲到说，这些祭司长、文士，他们不单想尽办法要来杀害耶稣，他们也要把拉撒路给杀了。
And the chief priests and teachers, they not only want to kill Jesus, they also want to kill Nazareth.
因为拉撒路他活着，他就是一个复活的见证人。
Because the fact that Lazarus was raised from the dead, he was a great witness of Jesus' resurrection.
所以在整个环境里面，主耶稣其实站在一个面对一个非常危险的一个境界。
Therefore, to Jesus, he was living in a very dangerous moment in his life.
我们来读第三节到第五节。
And let's read on verses 3 to 5.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样浪费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。我们看见这边有一个女人。
Now we see there was this woman.
她应该就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
And I believe this is Mary of Bethany.
她把香膏一个玉瓶整个打破，把香膏浇在主耶稣基督的头上。
And she broke the entire jar of pure nard onto Jesus.
我们看见四围这些人的反应。
And we saw the reaction of people around them.
他们觉得这是浪费。
And they felt that such a waste.
在那一个季节当中，的确他们周济很多的穷人。
Yes, they were helping a lot of poor people at the time.
但是我们要看见玛利亚，她抓住了一个何等宝贵的机会。
But we must recognize that Mary seized a very precious opportunity.
我们读第六节到第九节。
Let's read on 6 to 9.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在。”要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。无论在哪里传福音的时候，他说要述说这女人所做的。
Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
我们传福音的时候讲到救主爱罪人。
When we share the gospel with people, we tell them that Savior loves sinners.
我们的救主怎么样爱罪人，爱到一个地步，他为人来舍命。
And we tell people how much Jesus loves sinners,to the point that he gave his life for them.
他的爱是牺牲的爱。
He has this love that is sacrificial love.
是舍命的爱。
A love that allows him to give.
是爱我们爱到底的爱。
Give his own life and a love that's all the way to the end.
那这边告诉我们，传福音的时候不单要传我们救主爱罪人。
But here, Jesus said, not just talk about gospel, about Savior loving the sinner.
也要传罪人爱救主。
But also tell them, how sinners love the Savior.
我们在圣经里面，主耶稣做了这么多事情。
You see, Jesus performed many deeds in the Bible.
有多少人他们得着好处
？A lot of people were benefited from Jesus' doing.
瘸子能够起来行走。
The lame could walk.
大麻风的得着洁净。
The lepers got cleansed.
死人都有复活。
Even the dead was raised from the dead.
哎呀，这些人有多少他们吃饼得饱
？A lot of people they were fed by the food.
多少人他稀奇主耶稣能够叫风和海听他的命令
？And people witnessed how Jesus calmed the wind and waves.
但是我们好像没有看见有这些人回来告诉主耶稣：“主耶稣，我爱你。
”But we don't see any of these people return to Jesus to say, Jesus.I love you.
我们只有看见彼得在最后主耶稣问他说你爱我吗
We only saw at the end of the journey of Jesus, he asked Peter, do you love me?
彼得是用人的情感的爱说主啊我爱你
And Peter replied by saying, I love you, but the love word he used was the love from man.
好像有这么多蒙恩的人
It's like there are so many people who were blessed by Jesus.
好像没有看见谁来到主面前说主耶稣啊我爱你
You don't clearly see anyone returned to Jesus saying, I love you, Lord.
早间我们在这里看见
This morning, we want to share with you.
这边说有一个女人
There was this woman.
她有一个爱的表现
She manifests her love for Jesus.
主耶稣说这是一件美事
And Jesus said what she did was beautiful.
从前在有一个山上有三棵长得非常好的树
There are three straight and beautiful trees in the mountain.
这是一个故事哈。
This is a story.
这三个树呢，他们都有一个很强的心愿。
And all these three trees had great wills and goals for their lives.
那有一棵树呢，他说他以后盼望能够做一个最宝贵的那种盒子啊，装宝石的那个盒子。
One tree says, "One day I will become a treasure box."
啊，它能够装最贵重的这些宝石。
And I will have stored up all the precious stones in me.
那另外一棵树呢
？And the second tree said,
它希望能够被用来做一个很大的一个大船。
And I want to be built into a great ship.
上面能够载许多尊贵的这些客人。
A ship that carries many honorable, noble people.
那另外一棵树呢？他希望它长得又高又直又大。
And the third tree says, I will grow straight and tall and huge.
那是非常荣耀的事情。
And I want to be a glorious tree in appearance.
后来过了好些日子。
And many years after.
第一棵树被砍下来。
The first tree was chopped down.
结果呢，被人家做了一个养放饲料的一个马槽啊。
Then become a little container for, you know,the food for animals.
那第二棵树被砍下来。
And the second tree was also chopped down.
后来做了不是一艘大轮船了，做了一艘小船。
It did not become a huge ship, but become a small boat.
那第三棵木头被砍下来。
And the third tree that was chopped down.
就放在旁边。
Was just lay on the side without being used.
过了好些日子。
And many days after that.
有一天，那个马槽里面。
One day, the first tree that turned into a container left in the manger.
有一个婴孩降生在里面。
There was a baby born.
啊，这个木头本来它可能非常的失望。
And maybe the tree was quite disappointed initially.
我的愿望做一个宝盒啊。
And he wanted to become a treasure box.
怎么把我做成一个马槽呢
？But he became a container in the stable.
啊，但是。当这位万王之王万主之主
But when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
来到地上
When he came into the world as a man
我们的主是降生在马槽里
Jesus was born in a manger
是最宝贵的
He was that most precious one
啊，今天是在这个马槽里面
He was born into that stable
当那天主耶稣来到加利利的海边
And later on when he grew up he walked on the Sea of Galilee
在那艘小船的上面
He aborted that small boat
他能够显出他就是这位全能的神
And on that boat he manifested what a great mighty God he was
风和海都听他的命令
Even the wind and waves had to listen to him
不是一艘很大的轮船
The second tree was not turning into a huge ship
但是这位万王之王万主之主曾经在那艘船上
But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was on board on that little boat
最尊贵的一位旅客
He was the most noble passenger one can wish
那第三个木头丢在路边
And the third tree that turned into a piece of a log and being laid around on the roadside
到有一天被人把他做成一个十字架。
One day he was picked up and became a cross.
这位荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
Upon which the glorious Lord was crucified.
当他们都有一个心愿。
All these three trees had a will for themselves.
但是我们看见，当他们能够为主来使用的时候
，When they were used by the Lord，
在人看是卑微的
，In the eyes of men they did not turn into something noble，
是不起眼的
，They could be easily despised。
但是叫我们认识到，这位荣耀的神为我们站在一个卑微的地位来到地上。
But we all recognize the fact that glorious God became a lowly man and came into the world to us.
我们传福音的时候要传救主爱罪人。
Therefore, we have to tell people when we share the gospel that the Savior loves sinners.
但是也要传罪人爱救主。
But at the same time, we need to tell people how sinners also love the Savior.
我们读到这段圣经是主在地上最后的几天。
In the passage we just read,It's a record of his last few days on earth.
那我们看见四围有好多不同的人。
He was surrounded by all kinds of people.
可能有许多他们需要得着医治。
Some people, they were sick and they were asking for healing.
很多人可能曾经从主那里得着好处，他们也来到这里。
And some people may have received benefits from the Lord all these days, so they kept on following the Lord.
但我们刚刚读到这些祭司长文士他们是想尽办法要来杀害耶稣。
But at the same time, those opponents, the high chief priests and the scribes, they were also trying to plot to kill Jesus.
他们甚至连拉撒路那位从死里复活的也要把他杀害。
They even want to kill Lazarus.
在这样的一个环境里面。
And in a situation like that,
是我们也看见有好多的门徒。
You also see many disciples of Jesus.
主耶稣好几次告诉他们他要受死。
Repeatedly, Jesus told them that he would be killed.
他要被埋葬，但第三天他要从死里面复活。
He will be buried, but on the third day, he will rise.
主耶稣告诉他们他要被钉十字架。
Jesus shared with them the fact that he will be crucified.
但是我们看见门徒们好像一直没有真正的明白
这件事情。But we saw how the disciples did not fully understand what Jesus was talking about.
到最后，这些门徒们还在那里争论谁为大。
Even during those last few days, they were still arguing who should be the leaders among them.
这是当时候的这个环境。
That was the situation in which Jesus lived.
你看，反对他主耶稣的，要捉拿主耶稣的。
You have people that are opposing him. They are trying to capture him, trying to kill him.
不认识主他真正的心意的。
And you have followers who do not understand your heart.
但是有一个女人。
Yet there was this one woman.
所以为什么这个女人这么的特别
？That is why she is so special to Jesus.
当众人都不认识。
When people around Jesus did not know and did not recognize.
拉撒路是玛利亚的兄弟。
Lazarus was the brother of Mary.
是这些祭司长文士也想要杀害的。
Was one of the targets that those high priests tried to capture.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风西门的家里坐席的时候。
And that day when Jesus was reclining in the house of Simon the leper.
这边讲说有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来。
A woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard.
那这个拿达的香膏呢，它是从印度的一种香料所做出来，是非常贵重的。
This nard is made from ingredients from India, very expensive and precious.
它是有30两，人家讲说大概是当时候一个工人一年的工资那么多的钱。
The value of that nard was worth like a person's yearly, annual salary, so it's very expensive.
那这个女人呢，她把这个香膏拿来，她把玉瓶打破。
This woman came with a jar of very expensive perfume and she broke that jar.
今天你可以说他如果要来膏耶稣的话他可以从这一瓶里面他弄一点点来膏在主耶稣的头上。
You would think if she needs to anoint Jesus, she could just pour it out a little bit.
他是把整个玉瓶打破了。
Instead, she broke the entire jar.
这个玉瓶以后不能再做别的用途。
Therefore, their jar will become useless after this action.
这个女人做一件非常特别的事情。
So this woman did something very unusual.
我想四围的人他们不认识他们也不真的知道
People surrounding Jesus did not really understand Jesus.
我想在那里不服气的，或者是对这个女人很不满意的，其中当然就是卖主的犹大。
Of course, one of those people who rebuked this woman harshly was Judas.
这一个真拿达香膏值三十罗多两银子。
This is worth 30 some coins.
然后呢，犹大最后用三十两的银子把耶稣基督给卖了。
Yet at the same token, he sold Jesus. Judas rebuked Jesus with the same amount of money later on.
门徒们恐怕也不明白。
And I believe the other disciples were confused either.
为什么不拿来周济穷人呢？
So why don't we just use的 money for this jar to help the poor?
的确，四周有很多的穷人。
Yes, there were a lot of poor people around them.
的确，在那个节期。他们有一个习惯要去帮助这些穷人。
And they were in a season that was very common for them to help poor people.
也许他们里面有很多的疑问或者那个不满意啊。
There are a lot of dissatisfaction, a lot of questions about what this woman was doing.
这边有一句话讲到为何这样枉费香膏呢？
Here says, why this waste of perfume?
为什么这样枉费呢？
Why this waste?
当人不真正认识这位荣耀的主的时候，
When people do not recognize how precious and glory Jesus is,
他们觉得坐在主的身上，
whatever people do unto Jesus,
他说这是枉费，
will be considered a waste.
是枉费了，
that is a waste.
这三十多两的银子可以来周济穷人，
so much money poured unto Jesus that could have been used unto the poor.
好像你可以用这些钱来做好多好多的事情。
With that kind of money, you can do a lot of good things.
你可以从里面拿出一点点来表达你的心意，好像就够了。
A small portion of it and then use unto Jesus, that should be enough.
但不需要把它整个都打破了。
You don't have to break the whole jar.
整个都倒在主的头上。
And pour it entirely unto Jesus.
当四围的人他们在那里抱怨，在那里表达他们的不满意。
When people around these two were criticizing and expressing their disapproval.
主耶稣怎么来反应呢？
What was Jesus' response?
主说由他吧。
Jesus said, leave her alone.
为什么为难他呢？
Why are you bothering her?
主说他在我的身上做的是一件美事。
She has done a beautiful thing unto me.
所以我们看见四围这么多人，他们的看见，他们的反应跟主的反应是完全不一样的。
You see, the perception and response of people around Jesus was so different from that of Jesus.
四周的人说这是枉费。
And people around Jesus said, what a waste.
主耶稣说他做的是一件美事。
But Jesus said that was a beautiful thing.
这是一件美事。
This is a beautiful thing.
我们看见玛利亚她所做的为什么是一件美事呢？
Why did Jesus regard that was a beautiful thing?
他把握住了一个上好的机会。
Because Mary seized that wonderful opportunity.
当门徒们跟随主三年半，但他们却不明白主告诉他们的话。
All the disciples following Jesus for 3.5 years long, but they did not understand a word that Jesus said.
是的，他们听见主的呼召，他们也来跟随主。
Yes, Jesus called them, they followed him.
但他们可能心中所想望的那个国度可能不一定就是一个属天属灵的国度。
But the expectation they have about the kingdom Jesus will bring forth is different from the one that's heavenly.
当他们在那里争论谁为大，
When they argued about who should be the leader among them,
不晓得他们所争的那个大跟主耶稣讲到国度里面要为大的，你要做一个最小的，他们不认识这些属灵的原则。
The understanding of the true meaning of a leader they had was very different from the meaning of a true leader in the kingdom of God.
但是玛利亚她有一个看见。
However, that woman Mary, she understood.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，
Jesus told us here,
她所做的是尽她所能的。
She did everything she could.
他是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
玛利亚这样子做一件事情，
What Mary did unto Jesus,
主耶稣知道他做的意义是什么，
was very significant and Jesus understood that meaning.
是为我安葬的事，
She did this is preparing me for my burial.
使得主耶稣为我们来到地上。
Yes, Jesus came into the world for us.
他有一个目的的。
He had a purpose.
所有世界上的人，所有的孩子降生，我想父母们对他们都有一个非常美好的计划。
And I believe every parent has a perfect plan for their babies.
都盼望他们一切是顺利的、富足的、发达的。
It's very reasonable for us to wish our children to grow up to prosper.
但是主降生，他带着一个使命。
But when Jesus was born, he was born with a mission.
他要成为所有世界上人，成为他们的代替，要为我们挂在木头上。
That he will be the substitute for all the sinners of this world, and eventually he will die on the cross.
他来是因为神爱世界上所有的人。
Jesus came into this world because God loves the world.
是神要来拯救每一个人。
God intends to save all people.
因为神看见没有一个人在神面前是义的。
Because when God looked down, there's no righteous man in this world.
世界上没有一个人能够在神的审判底下能够存留的。
And no one can survive God's judgment.
世人都犯了罪。
Because the whole world has sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And have fallen short of the glory of God.
哦，在神的眼中没有义人，连一个也没有。
Therefore, in God's eyes, there was no righteous man.
神差遣他独生的儿子为我们来到地上。
That's why He sent His one and only Son into the world.
所以主耶稣从他降生开始。
So Jesus was born with a mission.
他向着一个标杆。
From the point of birth, He had only one goal.
他有一个目的。
Only one purpose for His life.
他要成为我们的代替。
Which is to become the replacement of all sinners.
他要成为我们的代表。
To be our representation on the cross.
他要恢复神荣耀的心意在人的身上。
He will restore God's glorious purpose on man.
哦，亲爱的朋友
，My dear friends, my brothers and sisters.
所以主耶稣好多次告诉人们
，That's why repeatedly Jesus told others.
告诉他的门徒们
，Share with his disciples.
那些与他最亲近的人
，And those who are closest to him.
他要为我们钉十字架
，That he will be crucified for us.
主在地上，他没有什么家庭美容。
And Jesus was not born good looking either.
是的，曾经有人觉得。他也有好多好多神迹奇事的表现，他说话行事都有大能。
Yes, indeed, Jesus spoke with power, and he has performed many wonderful miracles.
也很多人围绕他，我们在那边读到，当他进耶路撒冷，人家在那里呼喊，何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And also, he was followed by many, many people. You can see in the Bible, they recorded the scene when he entered into Jerusalem, how the crowd welcomed him.
但是主要得着的国度不是属于地上的国度。
Yet Jesus was not coming to establish a kingdom on earth.
他走的道路是叫做十字架的道路。
He was walking on a way called the way of the cross.
越走越卑微。
It was a way leads into lowliness.
他要面对十字架，面对多少人对他的耻笑、辱骂、伤害。
He had to face many humiliation, mocking, and at the end of death.
但是主耶稣他没有用他神的全能来面对这些。
Yet he did not deal with those challenges by the authority.As the Son of God.
他站在仇敌的面前。
Instead, when he stood in front of the enemies,
他站在一个地位是吃奶和婴孩的地位。
He chose to be in the position as a baby or a nursing baby or an infant.
我们的主太尊贵太荣耀。
My Lord is too glorious and honorable.
他不用神的能力来对付仇敌。
Yet he did not deal with the enemies with the power of God.
他站在人的地位上。
Instead, he took the position as a man.
他受羞辱。
He was insulted.
他被鞭打。
He was whipped.
他为我们挂在木头上。
At the end, he was hung on the cross for our sake.
今天所有的审判刑罚原本是我们当受的。
All the judgments you and I supposed to receive.
但是我们的主知道我们没有一个人能够承受得了。
Yet our Lord Jesus knew no one will survive that kind of judgment.
他成为我们的代替。
Therefore, he took our place.
挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的。
And those who crucified are cursed.
他为我们受了咒诅。
And Jesus became that cursed one for us.
在十字架上中间那一段
And while he was crucified,
是整个十字架里面可能是最残忍最可怕的一个时刻
And during the middle portion of the crucifixion was the most cruel and severe punishment for Jesus.
所有世人的罪都归到他的身上。
Because it came to a moment that at the sin of the entire world were poured onto Jesus.
然后在那个时刻，我们的主在十字架上呼喊。
Therefore, Jesus cried out at that moment.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？Oh, my Father and my Father, why have thou forsaken me?
父和子从来没有分离过。
The Father God has never departed from him.
在那一个时刻。
But at that moment,
父神必须要审判。
Father God had to perform the judgment.
神恨恶罪恶。
God hated sin.
神必须要审判。
He had to judge sin.
主说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
That's why Jesus, "Oh God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?"
是我们的主亲身担当了我们的罪。
Because at that moment, Jesus carried our sin himself.
是我们的主在十字架为我们亲身。付出了所有的赎价。
He personally paid the ransom for all.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
He shed his blood for us.
满足父神所有公义的要求。
To satisfy the requirement of righteousness of the Father God.
圣经告诉我们说，是的，在我们还做罪人的时候，他为我们死了。
Bible tells us when we were still sinners, he died for us.
神的爱再次向我们显明。
Therefore, the love of Father God is revealed to us.
当我们蒙恩得救，我们就真的是感谢。我们说，这是父神爱我们的大爱。
And once we receive what Jesus has done, we cannot help but saying,This is a great law from the Father.
父神没有吝惜他的儿子。
That he did not keep his son from us.
我们细细说，这是我们的主何等牺牲的爱。
We are always amazed at this wonderful sacrificial love of the Father.
爱到一个地步，他为我们舍了他的自己。
He loved us so much to the point that he gave his life for us.
我们怎能不来感谢他？
How can we not to thank him?
啊，我们需要来到这位爱我们的主面前。
So we need to come to our God who loves us.
他为我们付了这么大的代价。
He paid such a great price for us.
他要买我们回来归给他。
So that we can be redeemed, so that we can return to him.
所有的代价已经付了。
God has paid the price for all.
今天是叫所有的人，只要愿意，你可以相信，你可以来接受，来得着。
All we need to do is to believe that and accept that, then we can have it.
主在这段时间的里面，他何等的盼望，地上有一个人能够知道他所要成就的救恩。
Therefore, during those moment, that moment in his life, how much desire Jesus had to find someone.Who understand what he was about to go through?
多少吃饼得饱的，他们只想从主耶稣得着好处。
Thousands of people were fed by Jesus. All they wanted from Jesus is more goodness, more benefit.
多少人需要得着医治。
A lot of people were healed, and there is more need to be healed.
多少人他们在物质上各方面，他们有需要，他们想要从主来得着。
A lot of people have lack in their life.And they try to satisfy those needs from Jesus.
门徒们可能他们也有所想要得
到的。And the followers, those disciples, they also want something from Jesus.
但是没有人真的知道主耶稣他要付出他生命的代价。
But no one around Jesus understood the price that Jesus was about to pay with his own life.
为什么这是一件美事？
So why did Jesus say this is a beautiful thing she did?
因为这个女人他抓住这个机会，因为他看见，他知道。
The woman understood and she grasped that opportunity.
这位荣耀的主，他就要钉十字架了。
This wonderful Savior will be crucified soon.
这边讲到说，为他安葬所做的。
Jesus said she was preparing me for my burial.
当时候在安葬的时候，他们用香膏来膏。在死人的身上。
According to the custom then, you will anoint, you will apply, anointing unto dead people.
玛利亚所做的是为着主耶稣基督安葬的事情。
And therefore, what Mary was doing was preparing Jesus for his death.
她抓住这个机会。
And she seized that opportunity.
趁着主还在的时候，
She did it while Jesus was still alive.
她能够把香膏膏在主的身上。
She brought that jar of pure nard unto Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣他真正为我们死了，为我们放在坟墓里面。
We knew Jesus died for us and he was buried in the cave.
在那个时候也有人再去膏主。
And there were people did the same thing to Jesus at that time after he died.
但是那好像是晚来的香膏。
But that was a nard that came late.
早前我们读这段经节，讲到这个女人，她真的是一个把握了最好的机会。
And this woman take hold of the best timing and use the opportunity unto Jesus.
当四围没有人明白的时候
，When everybody else did not understand what Jesus was about to do,
她为着主的安葬。他把香膏膏在主的身上。
She understood and she applied anointing unto Jesus.
主耶稣说这是一件美事。
That's why Jesus says what she did to me was a beautiful thing.
哦，在这位荣耀主的面前。
And before this glorious Lord.
好像你要计算，我是倒一点点呢？这个三十两，我拿一两出来，是不是够了呢？好像没有办法提出这样的一个感觉。
In front of this glorious Lord, you cannot do calculation like, should I pour out just one tenth or a portion of it? There's no way you can do that kind of calculation.
这个女人所做的是把整个玉瓶打破了。
Instead, what this woman did was to break the entire jar.
她是把全部膏在主的身上。
And poured it completely on Jesus.
多少时候，当世界上的人他不认识这位荣耀的主，他们会觉得是浪费。
In the same way, when we don't know Jesus, whatever we do, we'll consider a waste.
过去有一位非常，现在非常有名哈，在那个时候叫何寿恩教士啊。
And there was this famous female missionary in China.
她把自己好像就留在福州一个白崖潭的地方。
She actually limited her mission, her ministry in a small place in Fuzhou in China.
是一个很不起眼的地方。
She's a Western missionary, and then she lived in a very small town for pretty much her entire ministry life.
她是非常有能力，非常有才华的。
She was so talented.
但她好像就把自己摆在那一个小的地方。
But she limited all her work in a small place in China.
也很多人跟他讲说，你这样子是枉费啊，是枉费。
A lot of people may comment to her, said you have wasted your life here.
但是我们知道，尼托森弟兄是从他得着帮助的。
But we all know how she gave birth spiritually to Watchman Nee later.
我记得有一年到福州去。
I remember I went to visit that city one time.
那弟兄们就带我们去古岭哈，看看他们以前在山上那个聚会的地方。
And the Christian brothers brought me to the place where they used to gather to worship.
带我们去看看这个白崖潭那个地方。
To see the small town that she lived in.
后来他带我们说去看何寿恩教士他的安葬的地方。
And they also brought me to her tomb.
那后来我们爬了一个小山坡到上面去。
So we climbed a little hill, we went to her burial place.
啊，就是一块田地啊。
And it was nothing but a field.
那我们说他安葬在哪里啊？
I said, where was she buried?
那弟兄们说，就在这块地里面，你也不晓得在哪里了。
People say, you know, we just knew she was buried somewhere here, but we don't know exactly where it was.
好像什么都没有了。
You feel like this woman was not recognizable anywhere.
那就在这个山的旁边，在下面一点。
And at the foothill of that little hill,
有一个财主。
There was this rich man.
啊，人家他就讲说，那所有的山头啊，也都是属于这个财主的。
And people told us that this guy owned the entire mountain.
那我们看见他的那个墓啊，那个财主的墓啊，有盖得很大很大的。
Oh, this rich man died also, and his tomb was humongous.
然后呢，有两幅对联哈。
And there's this two signs, two like poem hanging out on the side.
他这边写的。伟大，伟大，真伟大。
Great, great, indeed great.
然后这边写的牺牲，牺牲，真牺牲。
And here it says sacrifice, sacrifice, indeed sacrifice.
他在地上得了好多的财富。
And this rich man owned a lot of fortune when he was alive.
他死了以后，在这边能够写这么伟大多少的牺牲。
And he posed these two.Description by his tomb, how great he was, and what a great sacrifice he did.
但是我们听讲说，他的子孙们呐、啊，为了争产业，到那个时候还争个没停。
And we were told that his offsprings were still in arguments in the court, were fighting for his assets.
真正伟大的却埋葬在那里，没有人知道到底埋在哪里。
But the truly great one, like our sister, was buried on top of the hill, in a place people cannot locate.
所有的墓志铭，所有的东西都被拆掉，都不见，都没有了。
There's no tomb, there's no tombstone, there's no description. Everything was gone. It's a flat leaf.
在人看觉得这是浪费了。
And in many people's eyes, maybe she has wasted her life in China.
但是在神的眼中，永远被神来纪念。
Yet in the eyes of God, she will be always remembered.
主耶稣在这里讲一件事情。
Here Jesus is telling us something.
我实在告诉你们。
Says, truly I say to you.
普天之下。
Wherever.
他说无论在什么地方传这个福音,
this gospel is preached throughout the world.
也要述说这女人所做的以为纪念。
What she has done will also be told in memory of her.
我们传福音,
when we share the gospel with people,
讲到救主爱罪人,
when we tell people how much Savior loves them,
今天我们都知道救主爱我们,
we all know that. We all know the Savior loves us.
我们知道主为我们死，为我们付了最重的代价。
We all know our Savior died for us and paid the price for our sin.
但是主在这里让我们认识一件事。
But here, Jesus wants to tell us this.
我们不但要传救主爱罪人,
that we not only want to tell people how much the Savior loves the world,
我们也要传罪人爱救主。
At the same time, we need to tell people how much we sinners love the Lord.
在那段时候，你看主耶稣他就要受死了。
That was the time right before he would be crucified.
没有人来告诉他说，主耶稣我爱你。
No one came to Jesus to tell him, I love you.
得了再多的恩典，没有人来说主耶稣我爱你。
Even though they have received so much benefits and blessings from him.
这个女人用行动告诉主。
Only this woman, with her own action, she told the Lord.
她愿意付上一切。
That she's willing to love him, showing through her action by giving up everything she had.
今天我们从主得了多少的恩惠？
You and I have received so much from the Lord.
多少人我们也经历到主他医治我们？
We have received healing from him one time or the other.
无论是身体上的医治，无论是里面的医治。
Whether it be physical healing or inner healing.
我们也经历到我们在患难中，他是我们随时的帮助。
You and I have experienced that His saving grace in the time of trouble or need.
昨天晚上听见一位弟兄他所做的见证。
Last night we heard his testimony from a Christian brother.
他怎么样从罪的捆绑里面被主耶稣基督释放出来。
He testified how Jesus Christ set him free from the bondages of sin.
当主耶稣基督那个大爱充满在他的里面,
and when the love of Jesus filled his heart,
叫他能够从捆绑中, 他愿意放下, 他得着了大的释放,
and he was delivered.
我们感谢赞美主。
And we give praises to God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们都得了多少的恩惠。
Brothers and sisters, how much we have received from him.
我们当受审判, 当受刑罚的, 如今我们知道主为我们付了代价。
And Jesus had paid the price so that we don't have to pay the price for our sin.
原本我们在世界上是没有指望的。
We used to be people that have no hope in this world.
我们不知道从哪里来, 也不知道要往哪里去。
We do not know where we came from, nor do we know where we're heading.
我们不知道我们活在地上干什么的。
We have no idea why we live on this earth.
甚至我们也不知道人人必有一死, 死后且有审判。
And many times, a lot of us don't even know there will be a judgment waiting for us after death.
但是感谢主, 今天我们蒙了拯救。
But thank to the Lord that we have been saved.
他是时刻与我们同在。
Now he walks with us every moment.
是的, 与我们同行。
He walks with us.
今天我们有没有人愿意来到主面前跟主讲, 主耶稣我爱你。
But is there anyone from us that's willing to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I love you.
我们爱我们的主。
Jesus, we love you.
主没有要求你把多少来奉献给他。
And Jesus did not ask us to offer something.
但是我们愿意把自己带到主的面前。
But when we come to him and to tell him we love him, we'll be willing to offer ourselves.
我们没有什么多的。
We acknowledge that we don't have much to give.
今天也许神看见 这个比尔盖茨他所有的在神眼中真的算不了什么。
Even what Bill Gates have is nothing in the eyes of God.
神不稀奇那些。
And God doesn't want those things.
神要的是我们。
What he wants is our heart.
我们愿不愿意来到主的面前。
Whether we are willing to come to him.
告诉他。
To tell him that we love him.
今天在世人看好像神儿女所做的他们觉得是一个枉费。
And many times what we offer to the Lord maybe it's a waste in the eyes of non-believers in this world.
但是今天若是让主的心得多满足，
Yet if what we do can satisfy his heart,
主在这里说这个女人所做的是一件美事，
Then Jesus would say this is a beautiful thing,
是要被纪念的，
Should be remembered,
是无论传福音到哪里都要述说的，
And should be mentioned wherever the gospel is preached.
我们就知道有一个罪人爱救主，在主的心里面何等的宝贵。
Then you know the worth of how precious it is to the Savior when a sinner loves Jesus.
是主耶稣这么看重罪人爱救主。
And that is something that Jesus treasured.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for that.
我们原本何等不值的人。
We were unworthy.
今天我们能够来爱我们的主。
But now we're worthy to give our love to Him.
曾经有一个小女孩，
There was this little girl,
她是很爱她的妈妈。
She loved her mom dearly.
有一天她拿了 一朵很漂亮的玫瑰花。
And one day she brought this beautiful rose to her mom.
她本来想说我这个玫瑰花来送给她妈妈。
And she was thinking that I should give this beautiful flower, this rose to my mom.
后来她拿了整朵，她又有一点觉得好像太可惜了，舍
不得。And she looked at that beautiful flower and she felt, oh, this is a bit too much.
她后来就拿下一片叶子，拿那个花瓣。
So she took out a petal.
那个花瓣也很美丽的。
And the petal was beautiful.
她就拿给她妈妈。
So she handed the petal to her mom.
她妈妈坐在那里，就把它放在桌上。
And her mom received it and she put on the table.
那过了一下子，她就觉得，她觉得一片好像不够啊，她又再拿了一片。
And after a little while, she said, you know, one petal just not enough.
她又再拿给她妈妈。
So she take out another petal and give it to her mom.
那妈妈就放在桌上。
And again, mom laid it on the table.
这个来来回回好多次啊。
And she did that kind of repeatedly.
后来这小女孩一过去一看，桌上都是这些花瓣，那个花瓣哈。
And after a while, she went to the table and she saw all these petals.
这小女孩就哭起来了。
She cried.
她说：“我为什么不早一点把整个玫瑰花来送给我妈妈呢
？”Why didn't I just give my mom the entire rose?
弟兄姊妹，今天是我们的机会。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, right now, it's an opportunity.
当我们愿意把我们自己来交在主的手里，
When we are willing to give ourselves to the Lord,
是全部，
We should give Him entirely.
这是一个何等蒙福的事情。
And that is a blessed thing to do.
主并不是要我们所有的什么。
Jesus is not going after our possessions.
他没有这样的要求。
He did not want those.
但是弟兄姊妹，若是我们认识到一件事情，我们的生命，我们的一切都是从主而来的。
But if we really realize everything we have, our life, our possession, everything is from Him.
我们就知道，我们愿意交在主的手里，把我们自己交在主的手里，这是一个何等蒙福的事情。
Then we'll be willing to give it all to Him, and knowing this is a blessed thing to do.
我们一生来为主而活。
And we shall live our life for the Lord.
主要在我们的一生里面，他把那永远的福分来赐给我们。
So that He can also bless us with eternal blessing in this limited life.
今天多少人来到主面前，还是为着一个需要。
A lot of people come to Jesus nowadays because they have a need.
因为我有需要，所以我来到主耶稣的面前。
People say, I come to Jesus because I have a need.
啊，我有疾病，我需要主医治。
I need healing for my sickness.
我财务上有需要，我需要主来帮助。
I need His help for my financial lack.
我家庭有需要，我需要主他在我们的家里面。
I need Jesus help me out in my family situation.
弟兄姊妹，今天可能我们仍然是因着需要，我们来到主的面前。
And therefore, a lot of us still come to the Lord because there is a need.
主爱我们。
And Jesus loves us.
他乐意帮助我们。
He's more than happy to help us.
他是天天帮助我们的主。
He is the Lord who helps us daily.
他何等的乐意来医治凡来到他面前的。
And He is willing to heal those who come to Him.
他何等的乐意来供应我们的需要。
He is willing to provide for our needs.
但是盼望照 见我们在这里看见有一件美事。
But I pray that we understand one thing this morning, that there is this beautiful thing in His eyes.
主耶稣所等候的，有没有人愿意来爱他
？It's the thing that Jesus been waiting for. Is that is there someone who's willing to love Him?
有没有罪人愿意爱救主
？Is there a sinner who's willing to love the Savior?
这是一件美事。
Because that is a beautiful thing to Him.
盼望主的爱充满在我们的里面。
And we just pray the love of the Lord fill our hearts.
啊，我们真是眼睛得开，我们看见我们的主为我们所做的。
That we really understand what Jesus has done for us.
他所要给我们的福分远远超过今天所能得着的。
The blessings that He intends to give to us is by far more what we have or longed for.
巴不得把我们自己交在主的手里。
Why don't we just give ourselves to Him?
我们愿意爱主更深。
And say, Lord, I want to love You more.
我们愿意一生为他而活。
I want to live for You all my life.
请我们唱一首诗歌。
We'd like to sing a song together.
我爱你主。
I love you, Lord.
我爱你主，扬声赞美你。
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
来敬拜你。
To worship you.
我的心欢欣。
Oh, my soul rejoice.
愿我声音。
Oh, my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King.
在我王耳中。
In what you hear,
是一个甘甜甜蜜的声音。
May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
早间我们愿不愿意向主说，主耶稣，我们爱你。
Are we willing to tell the Lord that we love Him?
我们爱你，主耶稣。
Are we willing to say, Jesus, we love you?
在主的耳中是一个何等甜蜜的声音。
Because that is a sweet, sweet sound in His ear.
我们请姊妹为我们先演奏一次。
Let's listen to the melody once.
早间在我们王的耳中，他能够听见这个甜蜜的声音。
We pray that this morning our King can hear a sweet sound from us.
如果你愿意向我们的主从心里向他说，主我爱你。
If you are willing to tell God from your heart that you love Him.
我们爱我们的主。
We love you, Lord.
Oh Jesus, we love you, Lord.
In Jesus, we love you.
在唱的时候，你如果真的愿意，你可以站起来唱。
If you truly are willing to do so, when we sing the song, we'd like to invite you to stand up and sing with us.
让主听见这个甜美的声音。
And then offer that sweet note together to Jesus.
I live my home.
can. Let us pray together before our Lord.
有感动的弟兄姊妹，我们可以祷告，也告诉主，我们爱他。
If you want, you can pray out to the Lord, telling him that you love him.主啊，我们的气息不属于我们，
主
啊，我们的生命不属于我们，我们的能力不属于我们，我们的时间也不属于我们，我们所有的都不属于我们，主啊，但是你既然赐给我们，我们就要把它再奉献在你的面前，说主啊，愿这一切都能够为你所用，主啊，预备你再来的日子，
是的，
主，我们把自己交给你，主，不叫我们枉过一生，叫我们的一生用在你的身上。
是的，主，
我们谢谢主给我们这样的机会，谢谢你这样恩待我们。早晨我们要说，主，我们爱你，主啊，我们爱你，主，我们感谢你，愿你悦纳我们的奉献，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen。 主，我们爱是因为你先爱了我们。
Lord, we love because you have first loved us.
你先爱了我们。
You have first loved us.
是你为我们付了极重的代价，买我们回来归给你。
You paid a great price so that we can now be yours.
是圣灵将基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
It's the Holy Spirit that poured down the love of Christ into our hearts.
哦，是你开我们的眼，叫我们看见你为我们所完成的工作。
It is you who have opened our eyes so that we understand what you have done for us.
主，我们算什么？
What are we?
但是感谢主，今天我们能够告诉主，主耶稣，我们爱你。
But we are so thankful that we are now worthy to tell you that we love you.
众童女的心都爱你。
All the virgins love you, Jesus.
哦，愿你耳中听见甘甜的声音。
And may you feel, take all these sounds, sweet sounds to your ears.
愿早先主你的心得多满足。
And we pray that your heart be satisfied this morning.
得着我们的一生来爱你。
And that you will give all our lives to you.
得着我们的一生来为主而活。
Obtain all our lives to love you, to live for you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，请坐。
Please be seated.